Genesis chapter 6, Mishnah 1. Maybe Asham Tala, if someone brings an Asham Tala, so he's not sure if he did his Aveir or not, and he brings his suspensive guilt offering, and then Benoidelo Shalochata, and then he realizes that no, actually he didn't sin. For some reason or other, he finds out that actually he didn't sin. Sim Ad Shalon Nishchat, if they haven't shechted the animal yet in the temple, then Yaitse Vayire. Then it can go out and it can graze with a flock. There's no sanctity on it and it's just a normal animal. That's according to Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, it's not considered a consecrated animal because he was bringing it for a specific purpose. It was like a conditional consecration. And since he now knows that he never sinned, so it becomes a normal animal. The rabbis say, Yira Achi Staev. It's got to be grazed until it develops a blemish. The Yimacher, and then sold. The Yiplu Damav Linadava, and then with the money he's got to bring him a Nadava offering. So it can't go just back to being a normal animal. It's got sanctity, and therefore the sanctity has to be taken off it. Rabbi Eleza Omer, he says, Yikrav, it should be sacrificed, Shim Einu Ba'al Chayt Zeh, because even if he didn't sin this particular sin, Harayu Ba'al Chayt Acher, let him bring it for like another sin. You know, everybody's kind of, we always got something that we worried about. Let him bring it for another sin, says Rabbi Eleza. There's got to be something that he's, you know, some reason for him to bring the sacrifice. Yeah. Im Mishin Nishchat, if after he slaughtered it, Noidelo, after they slaughter the animal, he realizes that he didn't sin. So now it's, right, the animal's already been slaughtered. So now what? So Hadam Yishafech Vabasa Yetzel Lebeis Asrafis. They're going to pour out the blood, and the carcass has to be burnt because he's now realized that it was wasted. Yeah. And Nizra Kadam, but if the blood has already been sprinkled, then Habasa Yachel, and the meat can be eaten. The meat can be eaten once the blood has been sprinkled. Rabbi Yossi Omer, he's a Fila Adam Bakois, even if the blood is just in the cup, Yizarak, they should sprinkle it, Habasa Yachel, and then they can eat the meat.